In this bulletin, Scott Morrison defends the federal government's response to East Coast floods. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the United Nations Security Council must remove Russia as an aggressor or dissolve itself altogether. And in sport, Adelaide Crows' Taylor Walker prepares to make his return after a six-game racism ban. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is defending the federal government's response to the extreme flooding of New South Wales and Queensland. The PM has refuted the idea that his government should have delivered more support to Queensland so close to the election, expressing his disappointment at the so-called politicisation of natural disasters. Mr. Morrison says he has committed to delivering $2.1 billion of flood relief, with $1 billion already delivered, while making a commitment of $370 million in Queensland. He adds that he did not appreciate criticism from state governments who had not matched Commonwealth funding.
So when state governments have spent as much as we have on supporting flood victims, then I think they can be critical. But when they still have not yet got even the money out the door, when we've got $1 billion here in New South Wales, I think that speaks for itself. We've already turned up, and we'll keep turning up with the things that we're responsible for, and state governments will get on with the things they're responsible for. The requests they've made under these programs go outside of the scope of what the normal arrangements are for flood responses, and so that's where state governments have to step up.
Meanwhile, federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has shrugged off the coalition's criticism that Labor's $2.5 billion aged care plan is financially unfeasible. He says it's the Liberals and Nationals that have a problem with spending, pointing to the government's $1 trillion debt.
The truth is, we have been considered and measured. I think if you're concerned about those promises, you'll be beside yourself when a Liberal minister comes here. They spent $70 billion in between my EFO in December and the budget last Tuesday. $70 billion without any offsets.
Residents along the New South Wales coast are being warned to prepare for heavy falls and flash flooding as another deluge hits the region. The state has suffered repeated downpours in the past few months, with the northern rivers devastated by consecutive flooding events since February. The Bureau of Meteorology says the central and southern New South Wales coasts can expect rain to increase on Thursday, with heavy falls for the rest of the week. This comes with a warning of flash flooding, landslips and severe thunderstorms from Gosford to south of Bega and inland to the central and southern tablelands. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the United Nations Security Council must remove Russia as an aggressor or dissolve itself altogether. Mr. Zelensky detailed a graphic account of images and videos of discarded bodies in mass graves, instances of cut-off limbs, tongues pulled out of bodies, slashed throats, and women and children raped in front of their children. He accused Russian troops of killing civilians for pleasure. Russian authorities have dismissed the claims and images as staged, but the Ukrainian president says they have conclusive evidence.
There are satellite images. We can conduct full and transparent investigations. That is what we are interested in. Maximum access for journalists, maximum cooperation with international institutions, involvement of the International Criminal Court. We want complete truth and full accountability. I'm sure that every member state of the UN is interested in this. In order to punish once and for all those who consider themselves privileged and believe that they can get away with anything, so that all the other war criminals in the world know how they will be punished.
Settlement Services International will enable older Australians to have the choice and agency to live independently due to a boost in funding from the federal government. SSI is one of six organisations chosen to help increase Australia's ability to provide care at home and support more senior Australians to access home care packages. More than $91 million under the Home Care Workforce Support Program is being allocated to organisations around the country. General Manager Sonia Vignovich says they welcome the support.
We're really excited about this opportunity. It's a critical gap in service at the moment, and we're really looking forward to providing a solution that's sustainable beyond the term of the contract.
The Sydney Opera House is joining international landmarks like the Eiffel Tower, Machu Picchu, and the Golden Gate Bridge after receiving the world's highest engineering award from the American Society of Civil Engineers. The Opera House has also received an Engineering Heritage International marker from Engineers Australia, joining the country's other structural icons such as the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Furphy Water Cart. To sport, and Adelaide's Taylor Walker is being backed to overcome possible hostility and lack of match fitness in his return to AFL after a racism ban. Walker makes his comeback to an away Essendon crowd at Marvel Stadium on Sunday after serving his 6-game suspension for making a racist remark last August. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth sunny 32, Adelaide partly cloudy 24, Melbourne much the same, Hobart mostly sunny 20 degrees, Canberra rain, possible heavy falls 17 degrees, Wollongong similar conditions 20 degrees, Sydney much the same and 22, Newcastle rain and 23 degrees, Brisbane showers increasing 28, Cairns partly cloudy 32 and Darwin similar conditions and 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News, I'm Hannah Kwon.